When was the first time you came to Thailand?
To Thailand? Oh, I was a late term. But, I mean, I came, then the second time I came to Obey.
How did you get in touch with Buddhism? How did you start to learn about it? Was it because of you came to Thailand and you...
No, no, has nothing to do. I mean, probably, I mean, I was Christian, you know, and then I was pissed off by their beliefs, you know, and belief system. So I turned into humanism, and then, I mean, you heard of Erich Fromm?
The name rings a bell.
Escape from Freedom. I mean, he was a psychoanalyst, you know, just like Jung and but he was quite famous, also quite famous in the States. I studied in the States, I read him there. And I mean, his explanation, you know, I mean, one of his famous books, I think, you probably even know it in France, Art of Loving. It's pretty hard, you know. I mean, it puts out all the illusions. You know? I mean, he just goes really psychoanalytic, you know. I mean, explain things how they are, you know. And because he was in the Third Reich, I mean, one of his big books was Escape from Freedom. You know? That we actually, you know, like, you know, to be in crowds. We don't like to be alone, you know. And that's why we do all the things other people do, you know, just to be one of the crowd. If we are alone, you know, I mean, we feel lonely, and we cannot, you know. I mean, we, as human beings, we are not born, you know, to live alone, a lonely world. You know? Probably heard Have you ever read Steppenwolf?
No.
Hermann Hesse. So, I mean, but in the end, you know, he slowly turned me to. He slowly, you know, reading these books slowly turned me to Buddhism.
Siddhartha,
yes, Hermann Hesse. But meeting a German monk, you know, probably was my first introduction to Buddhism. And he fascinated. I mean, he has been in Burma and Thailand for quite a while, and then he came back to Germany, but, you know, not being able to live there as a monk properly, you know, so he took off and taught meditation. I got hooked. I mean, just had a week retreat, 10 days retreat, I think, and then I got hooked. Never let me off. That's something. You know, there's something that's more to life to it. You know, I mean, I've got everything what I wanted. I could study. You know, I could travel. You know, I had the best job. You know, I could. You know, so what's the point? You know? And there was meditation, and there was something that is, I mean, that's beyond the description. No, and then I still worked, you know, and then I practiced, you know, practiced quite often, every day. And then after 2.5 years, what?
Next step to all, take him to meditation.
And then the third step, he leaves his wife.
Leave all the attachments. Leave all the attachments.
But actually, the Thais are quite cool about it. And then they decided, you know, I had another retreat with him, and, you know, I had a really special experience there. I mean, I really, really went deep. And then after that, I mean, I looked at the world and I said, what am I doing? That's not my place. I knew I had to go, huh? But of course, you know, I still was attached to all this. But I decided to go, and then I went to England, you know, from then on, age 32, I was just somebody without a home, homeless person. Went to the meditation center and stayed there in the monastery in England for a year. But I didn't like it. That's not the place. But in the meditation center, I read a book It was straight from the heart, and it was by Lungta Mahabo, Ajahn Mahabo. I read this book, you know, and after a few pages, I said, this person I have to meet. That's the person I have to meet. He knows the truth. But because I was afraid of Thai and Thai culture and everything, you know, I first went to Germany to another meditation center, but it was the same there. I mean, they just worked, you know, they speculated. They didn't really know. I mean, I asked the teachers there, you know, I mean, and I knew most of the teachers in Europe or in America. What is the way out of greed? How do you overcome greed in it? Trust it. Simple question, you know. I didn't want to be greedy, I didn't want to be hateful, but you know, I still had the greed and hate within me. And they all told me, let go. I said, you can't let go greed and hate because it constantly comes up. You can't let that go. So I was never satisfied with their answers. And then I still had the teacher, you know, Lungta Mahabo in mind. And then I decided, okay, if you don't know, then he will know. And then I came here, came to the Wat of Lungta Mahabo. And then he said, you can't let go. I said, thank you.
But why did you come to Lungta?
Because, you know, he was the one. I read his book and he knew. He knows. Straight from the heart. If you know. If somebody knows in this world, then he is.
It would be him.
Because I was never satisfied with the answers I got in the West. And then, he said, no, you can't let go. Tell an aunt who is at the ceiling who wants to go to the floor. Let go. I mean, all what it knows is step, 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 you know, and it will reach the floor.
How did he speak to you? Through a translator?
Through a champagne. But then he spoke to me, you know, and the moment I knew a little bit Thai, I mean, all the ideas I had from the West, you know. I mean, he was just giving a Dhamma talk and I was sitting behind as a monk, you know, and I just had the thought coming up, Anarayan always must have sati, you know. And then in his talk he said, I mean, some people really think, you know, an Arahant must always have sati. How stupid! Thank you. And so, you know, in the time, you know, I got rid of all my different strange ideas I had over the Buddhist. It took about 2 years, you know. I mean, I didn't know how much you accumulate just by living next to the people or close to the people and how much you accumulate their ideas. And then he had to wash me clean of all these false, wrong views. But that is essentially how I came to Bangkok. This person has to say, he knows. If somebody knows in this world, then he knows. And he knew.
Just be mindful. That should be the answer.
Just be
mindful.
Mindful. Or mindful. Sati. For me, sati. Na, mechai. The most important thing, I mean, that he is teaching, of course he is teaching sati, but the sixth thing, kaya kaya sati. That is mindfulness of body. That is investigation of body. In the West, they teach the mindfulness of the body, but they don't teach the investigation. What is the body? What is feeling? And that is the difference. You have to understand your own concept, what they relate to. What is a feeling? What is a thought? What is a memory? What is the body?
What Thai word would you use for investigate?
Investigate. Pichana. Pichana Lankai. That's a difference. And that's, you know, because greed and hate are born in this body, I mean, you have to get rid of this body to get rid of greed and hate. But not death is not the way to get rid of the body. I mean, rid of the attachment to this body. When you look at your life, you do everything for this body. You work for this body, you live for this body, and you think the body is everything. Just tell, get the head out of the car and look at the car, you know, look under the hood and see that you are not the car. Huh? Without the driver, the car cannot move. Without the citta that is inside, the body will not move. The body will not even register what is going on. I mean, it does, you know, it does its functioning, but the citta, you know, the one who knows, you know, will not register what is going on if the citta completely, you know, is absorbed in itself. You can carry the body away, you know, you can cut it up in pieces and he won't even know it. The moment the citta comes back and says, where's my body? Oh, cut up in pieces. So, okay, let's look for another one. Just like the, you know, the driver, you know, who wrecks his car, he gets out of the car, you know, it's completely, you know, no scratches and nothing, you know. So he looks at the car, oh, that's a wreck, you know, let's get another car. And that's the difference. Main thing, the body, we are not the body, because the body dies. Huh? It's only the body that dies, it's not the citta that dies. The citta just goes and looks out for another car. Just like the driver gets out of his wrecked car, you know, I mean, he cannot use it, he gets out, you know. But if this driver doesn't have enough money stored up, he has to walk.
Get an old car.
That's how. That's the same thing, you know, if we don't keep our precepts, you know, we don't get a car. Huh? If you don't save up money, you know, you don't get a new car. It's very simple. But people, you know, that is something that, you know, they don't realize. They are completely attached to the body. I mean, look at all the sports and fitness and things like that and health food and things like that. Everything around the body. Look in the magazines, everything around the body. In the West, it's even worse than. You have to do this, you have to do that, and things like that. Right? And illnesses, you know, I mean, where do they come from? They don't come from wrong eating. They don't come from wrong exercising. Illnesses, sicknesses come from karma. What we did unto others will come back to us in physical form. Ah. Sickness is everything. You know? Be it, you know, what kind, huh? Except for a cold, you know, that's a common thing. You can't blame that on anything. That's something in natural, you know, body, you know, has to adjust.
I thought
to
that
adjust.
Was karma too. I thought no. It was like a little karma.
No, not. No, I mean, that is it's just a pure adjustment of the body. But I mean, a sickness, you know, I mean, cancer or, you know, or other mental sickness or physical sicknesses, you know, limping and things like that is all karma. And that's what people don't understand. They are attached, you know, the attachment to this body. I mean, looking after something that will surely die. 100% sure, you can be sure that you die. And putting so much effort in something that dies, I mean, it's a waste of energy. No? We don't think so. That's
no,
what we do.
I agree.
I mean, in the end, you know, I mean, you look, you know, I mean, look at your mother, you will see it every day, you know, how the body is decomposing, decomposing, and suddenly, you know, the last breath, you know, and then she's dead. Look at your parents, if your parents are still alive. I mean, the older they get, the more difficult it is to move around. But the citta inside will never change. It's still young. That's, you know, why, you know, why we say an old, no fool like an old fool. The older we are, you know, the citta stays here. The body gets up. But the citta still wants to do the same thing. So. And that's why it's got difficult. So if we would understand that in place, you know, our importance in our life, and place our the importance in our life on the right thing, training the driver, not training the body. training the citta. Because if the driver is careful, the car doesn't wreck so soon. If the driver is not careful, the car wrecks pretty soon. Training the driver. Training the citta. That's the most important thing in our life. To look after the body, of course, it's a must. As long as we have look after. But when you live in a monastery, you see, I mean, there's so little that you have to do for looking after the body. When you go to your bathroom, I mean, you see all these creams and all these and all that and all that. Yes. Or what? I mean, Americans have a good word, make up. And then I ask, make up for what? Deficiencies. For the ugliness of our body that we don't want to show others. That's why we put nice dresses. But we only undress the things that are nice. Huh? We don't show the things that, you know, we don't want other people to see. Huh? Isn't it? Huh? Look at fashion, look at all these things. What are they all for? For body, for attraction. We never, you know, I mean, only Buddhism is teaching us to look after that. What is responsible for this body? Who made this body? You know, who has the karma of it? The body doesn't care if it is cut up in pieces. We, the owner, cares. Just like the German owner of a Mercedes, you know, he cares, you know, if somebody comes and scratches his Mercedes. I mean, he gets more angry, you know, if somebody scratches his Mercedes than if somebody hits his wife. It's more value, you know, to him. You know? So, I mean, the body doesn't care. The owner of the body cares. The citta. So we have to educate that citta. And there's not so many places where we can learn how to educate the citta. Many places where we can learn how to be sabai-sabai. I mean, now in the West, meditation is only for comfort. They don't educate the citta. They just make you feel uncomfortable. Just another cause, you know. I mean, like these psychological courses or whatever, you know, they make you feel for a week and you feel great and then you come out and after one day, you feel shitty. Mm-hmm. Just the same thing. No, I mean, the education of the driver is something hard, man.
Right? Very interesting, but I need to go.
Yeah, I know.
Looking forward to meeting you next time.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's up to you.
And I let you speak in Thai as well.
Yeah, okay.
One last question before I go. Can you recommend a book that I could read to learn the principles of Buddhism? Mm-hmm. Is there a basic book I can start
Life
with?
Of Inequality.
I'll check if I have it with me in Bangkok. I'll check.
I mean, otherwise I send it to you.
It's the one, the orange. Yes, I like, but you have to be...
No, I mean, that is the principle. Yes. I mean, it's a principle
who
of...
Who wrote it?
How...
Lungta Mahabodhi. The one that you have been talking about.
No, I mean, that is straight from the heart. That goes deeper. No? I mean, first of all, you have to read Life of Inequality.
I'll give it to you. I'm pretty sure I have it, but I want to get it in the room.
So. No matter what, you know, I can send it to you.
You can send me
English version, of course. We don't have the French version. He's young. He cannot yet translate.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, you know, when you're sometimes on the internet, you go to lungta.com/English and then you can find
it. Is it there?
Or lungta.euro.
Like, you know,
they're all there.